Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This update is brought to you by Doral Hyundai, home of the price seats. Our lowest price visits at Doral Hyundai or DoralHyundai.com. Starting with the Panthers, who fell to Detroit 4-1. The Cats will play the back end of their back-to-back tonight in New Jersey. The puck drops at 7, and the game can be heard here on WQAM. In the NFL, Week 7 begins tonight with the Steelers and Bengals. Kickoff is at 8:15. Over to the Cades, who return from their bye week tomorrow night when they host Louisville. Kickoff is at 7 from Hard Rock. The game can be heard here on WQAM with our countdown to kickoff beginning at 3. And in baseball, the Blue Jays beat the Mariners 13-4. Seattle still leads the ALCS 2-1. The Joe Rowe Show continues now.
In moments like that, how tough are those discussions when you have to have them when there's, like you said, there's a lot being said from all kinds of directions about what you said.
Mm-hmm.
How tough is it to sift through everything to make sure they get your point of what you meant and clear the air?
Well, I think it's the intent, right? What was the intent? And I think just the emotions, the built-up emotions after the game, no one wants to lose, but just not allowing myself to stay in the moment and just kind of get outside of that. You know, you just have those kind of conversations. What is the intent? And then you kind of move from there. So we've had some conversations with that.
In general, do you feel at this moment that overall team culture is still an issue?
I wouldn't say so. Having conversation with guys today, seeing the way guys are out there at practice, I wouldn't say so.
What sort of reaction have you gotten in your conversations with teammates? Are they, would you classify it as understanding or anger or frustration or what sort?
Well, I would say guys had questions about it, right? So you gotta answer those questions, the why. And then some of the whys were like, man, at that time, I didn't think of it like that, you know? And so, as I said, that's something I got to be better with in protecting the team. And, you know, just can't do that.
All right, welcome back. And that was Tua, his day to speak, and did the apology.
Bro, what are we doing here?
Well, he had this to do
is,
the apology.
I mean, this is brutal.
Were you surprised on... He had to do an apology yesterday.
Like he opened it up with a 2-minute apology. I mean, what are we doing?
He has to do that. What do you mean?
These questions. It's like,
oh, you mean questions?
I get that. The whole thing's embarrassing, but I get that everyone's like trying to poke and prod and searching for him to try to say something stupid.
But that was the whole thing. What, you man, think you're going to ask him about the Cleveland secondary? Do you think they're going to ask him about?
It's turned into a soap opera over there.
Can you run the ball this week? You looking to get outside the pocket?
I mean, that would be refreshing, wouldn't it, to hear them talk about? Like, again, the whole press conference is like just trying to get him to say something,
right? And now this is what, when you did that, I told you that this was going to be, wasn't going to be anything about football, and it was going to be all about, how did everybody receive you? Did anybody say anything? What the hell were you thinking? All that stuff. And he had to suck it up because he realized he effed up.
It's Thursday morning, though, man.
I know.
It's Thursday.
I agree.
And like week 7 begins tonight. The next week of football begins tonight, and we're still doing this?
Yes.
All over ESPN this morning.
Yes.
It's on NFL Network this morning.
Yes. We got more opinions coming today. Before the game tonight,
the Dolphins are not an interesting football team. They're not a good football team, and yet they're still dominating the TV.
Like, because you had something happen, as Baldy said this morning. In all my years, I don't remember a quarterback doing something like that. So, it became a story. And then, by the way, the casual fans jumped in because they could kind of. This kind of goes back. I was thinking of Bullygate. You know, with the whole bully thing. All the schools and the moms were like, this kid guy, Richie Incognito, needs to go away. You know, because everybody's, you know.
Well, the way the original story was painted, it was bad. And so people were rightfully so. They were upset.
So, well,
eventually
this one.
The truth starts to come out.
This one has, everybody has an opinion. from casual fan to hardcore fan. By the way,
it has a little soap opera feel to it.
But it's not all one way. There are some people that think Tua's got a right to do that. If they're being like that, and that he should be the guy. And
you know what the Dolphins are like? They're like that show my wife watches at night with all the women that are screaming at each other.
Housewives?
Yeah.
Which one she liked? The Atlanta Housewives?
I don't know, gotta tell you, but they're always screaming at each other and fighting and stuff.
I love the Atlanta Housewives. They get after it. Some of the other ones, like Miami Wives, does nothing for them. The Atlanta Wives.
Which is the one with the Pippin wife?
That's Miami
Housewives. Oh, okay. Yeah. I've seen her recently on there.
Yeah. But
good.
No, she does. But no, it's the Atlanta because they get into, I mean, they you could see they're almost stand up ready to fight each other. They get out of Atlanta Housewives only.
But that's what the Dolphins are.
Yeah.
They're a drama. They're a reality show.
When you should be totally focused.
Trying to win a game, like trying to go up and beat a team that you should be able to beat.
And head of communications is saying, well, our media is not going to care very much about the Browns and what they do well and they don't do, and the rookie quarterback and their defense not very good in the red zone, even though they're number three overall. They're going to be asking you not about, hey, who are you going to target and what do you think you can do against them? All they're going to ask you about is, what were you thinking? How did everybody take it? Did anybody give you an? And so he stood up there. I give him credit. It's just amazing that he had no idea after he said those things and he left. Like, you know, I don't know, man. Have you ever? I do it. I say things and I walk away and I go, uh-oh, I just messed up. I don't know. Does that ever go off with you after you say something?
It happens a lot.
Or right away I go, oh no. Oh, why'd I do that? And sure enough, the person I think is going to call goes, really? Really?
Yeah, but these are press conferences, man.
So anyway.
You're the quarterback of the Dolphins. You're getting paid $250 million. And they're press conferences. You got to do it for 10 minutes a week. 10 minutes during the week, 10 minutes after the game. You got to do it. It's part of the deal.
Well, I
was part of getting all that money.
I'm not mad at anybody for the stuff yesterday. He handled it, but he's the one who created it, so he should have to handle it.
He did handle it, and he handled it fine, and it's not the day to dogpile on the dude, but it's just the whole, if you look, like, take a step back, the whole thing's just very embarrassing.
You see where it is? Do you see where ESPN put it yesterday?
Yeah,
right to the top.
Because it's a drama story.
It was ahead of the World Series and the 5 home runs or 8 home runs in the World Series. Is ahead of anything that you thought was really great in sports last night. Not Detroit beating the Panthers, by the way, 4-1. But
those stories draw clicks.
By the way, you know the other one that's been
for business.
The guy that punched the guy from the Lions that got suspended. Yeah. They've shown that picture of him hitting Schuster. Like, I've seen it now 200 times. Everybody's got an opinion.
That's a juicy story.
He should be kicked out longer. They don't care about sports, you know.
But you're right about the Dolphins story. Anyone that likes a little drama can get involved in this team. They're perfect.
Well,
and by the way, they lose on Sunday.
Oh,
all bets are off. Who knows what they're going to say after that?
Yeah. It's look at no matter how
I thought they hit rock bottom when they lost to Carolina.
No matter.
But I guess it could get worse.
No matter how many quality guys you have in your locker room, when you talk about this many players, sooner or later, things will crack, whether a player tells his agent something, who leaks something to a media member, but you keep losing, and there is going to be a crack in that organization. It just is. Somewhere between the GM, the head coach, and the players, something will crack. Losing, you know, and that's why the first thing Mike comes out, oh, I feel really good. Our guys are still playing hard. We got a great locker room. Of course. Of course he's going to say that. What do you think? Somebody's going to go, hey, Mike, man, you're losing us, brother. So anyway, that was all of yesterday. We got a big show coming up here. Kim Bocamper is going to join us. The big fella joins us. He's been a little fired up about this team too. Pete Prisco, who, by the way, during camp, columnist for CBS Sports, just not a fan of this team, and he took a lot of heat. And he's got a big smile on his face because he is right on the money about this team. Don Strock's also going to join us, former quarterback for the Miami Dolphins. Stroker will join us later on. And so we have a lot of stuff to get to. Actually, it's so bad. It's really sad because we got so many great stories in the NFL. It is just full of like the Drake May story and the Patriots being in first place in AFC East, which is really weird to say since we're part of that division. But not only that, but the comeback story of some of these quarterbacks, Daniel Jones, Sam Darnold, Baker Mayfield, best records, even the 40-year-old quarterbacks playing against each other tonight. That doesn't happen very often because there are not very many of them in the league. And so Flacco and Aaron Rodgers will go at it tonight. Steelers, by the way, I didn't see this coming. Steelers got a chance to tie the Colts and the Bucks for the best record in the National Football League with a 5-1 record if they can beat Cincinnati tonight. We've got to go to break. We'll come back. We got a lot more stuff to get to here this morning. By the way, there is some really interesting stuff going on. We talked about first-round quarterbacks in the NFL. An amazing amount. And, man, when you hit on one, and you don't have any question, and you hit on one, it can make a big, big difference on your team, man. There's no question about it. And right now, Drake May, what he's doing with the Patriots is amazing. We'll come back and talk a little bit about the AFC East. We got a lot more stuff. First, though, I want to tell you about hurricane season. Oh, my gosh, it's not over. It is not over. I'll tell you what, for those who remember Halloween not too many years ago, it is not over yet. Protect your home with Loctite Impact windows, doors, and roofing. You just never know, man. You just never know when the big one's coming to South Florida. But you can protect your home. You got an old leaky roof. Replace your old roof now and pay later. If that's what's holding you back, you can pay later. Loctite Impact offers the highest quality roofing materials with lifetime warranty plus thousands of five-star reviews. Say big on their legendary state-of-the-art Impact windows and doors. Impact windows as low as $6 per window per month installed. Don't wait for the next storm. Visit LoctiteImpact.com. Again, LoctiteImpact.com. You can call during working hours, 954-500-LOCK. They got a professional team. I had a great time with them the other day. 954-500-LOCK. They'll answer all your questions and get the process started. Covering all of South Florida, ready to help you today.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
To everybody, Kim Bocamper will join us as soon as he can get in there. He's doing a few things at training camp first. Pete Prisco will also join us in the 8 o'clock hour, and Don Strock, former Dolphins quarterback, will join us at 9 o'clock this morning as well. So we have a lot of different things going on. We got a big old game tomorrow night. I'm very, very excited about this Friday night Canes football game. I really am. They're healthy. And you now had enough of a sample size to realize that they've got a really good football team. There's really no weaknesses. The pass rush has been so good. I think it's really, talk about helping the secondary. And I'm not taking anything away from the secondary. But when you get after people and you've got your quarterback running for his life and looking to take off and run, you've got yourself in a really, really good situation. Part of me, just so you know, because of what has happened over the last 10 plus years, just when you start feeling good about Canes football, it's only happened a few times where you feel really good about it. Last year was one of them. Mark Ricks won the 10-3 year where he lost his last three games. That was another one. But we have had during times where you start to feel good about this team and somebody grabs them. And by the way, sometimes at Hard Rock Stadium as well as on the road. The only difference is this team is so much better, especially on the defensive side of the ball, than it was last year. Not even close. Some of the same characters, matter of fact, are playing a different level. I had no idea Reuben Bain. Yes, I had no idea Reuben Bain and honestly, Mezzador on the other side, maybe even more Mesidor was going to be this good. Now, I do remember being at camp last year and they're going, man, Mesidor is clearly the best player right now. He nobody can block him. And then I don't know what happened. He played inside. He played outside. He got banged up. But the Reuben Bain story, listen, man, I mean, they're talking about him as a top 10 pick. They're talking about him the most well-rounded defensive end in the game against the run.
Tell you that one mock I saw the other day had a Dolphins taking him at 3.
Yeah, no. He's been all over the board for 3. And again, this is just a sample size. I get it. A lot of football left.
Pretty decent sample size, though.
Well, listen, man.
They played some good teams, though, right? Yes. Like, they have played some. He's been a maniac out there.
He's been really good against the really good teams. You're right. So, anyway. But this
Tell me that guy couldn't suit up for team playing on Sundays right now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Both of them. So can the other guy.
Yeah.
Nobody saw. I don't know where Mesidor goes if he keeps playing this way. But, man, they've had some track meets to the quarterback. They really have. One on one side and one on the other. This thing is, and again, I'm not trying to scare anybody for the game tomorrow night against a very good Louisville team that has been scrappy through the years against the Canes. But I just, overall, the Canes would have, and we just seen it. The thing that's amazed me the most, they've had a little downtime. What, the Gator game, they had a little downtime coming back in the second half, right? Was that the second half? And before they just said, okay, party's over, and they ran it right down their throat. But for the most part, it's been like if something happens real good on the one side, the other side cleans it up, you know? And it just seems a lot more balanced. Last year, it was just so driven by the offense. And the running game was really good. The passing game was the best in the history of Canes football. It was that good. And the Cam Ward, of course, the first overall pick. But this thing, and by the way, a lot of these things Mario told me before this season started, and we're sitting in his office, and he says, look at, I go, what about Carson Beck? He goes, I don't think Carson Beck's going to have to do as much. He can do it, but he's not going to have to do what Cam Ward had to do last year, throwing footballs 5 minutes left, needing 2 scores to win. He says, this team's a lot more balanced. He says, I feel a lot better about the defense. Now you see why. But what they did to really set themselves up, and Carson Beck is part of this, they went out and absolutely destroyed the transfer portal with really, really good frontline college football players. I don't know how many of them will play in the NFL. I'm not worried about that. I'm worried about them playing for the Canes, but they've got a lot of really, really good players. And by the way, they're not 18 or 19. A lot of them have been around college football for a while, so they've seen it. Some are coming off, Ture coming off injury, got back in the game. Some of them have played at the highest level in the SEC and the Big Ten. So CJ Daniels has been a surprise to me. I saw him the first day, and I went, eh. I think JoJo Trader's a lot better. I'm just being honest. JoJo Trader's going to be. I was telling Woody had to hear this. Yeah, CJ Daniels, he kind of limped up. Matter of fact, the day we're out there in one-on-one drills, and I was like, yeah, CJ Daniels has been unbelievable. Makes himself more money every day that he's playing the way he plays. CJ Daniels and Malachi Toney as the lead receivers for this team. I didn't see it coming. I didn't. Matter of fact, to be honest, I saw Malachi Toney being a bigger part of this. I've been on the Malachi Toney thing since I saw him play in high school. And he just got different makeup because he's one of the smaller guys on teams, not a big guy. And he plays like he's 240 pounds. He wants to block everybody. He just plays. I don't know where the confidence comes for such a young guy. Spring football was not too big for him. He was a standout. And he set himself up to come into camp, and finally those coaches got together because they don't want to hand anything to a young guy when you got all these older players that have been around. And so let me just say, hey, we got to play him. He's that good. Gets off to a great start, and he hasn't stopped. So there's this.
So what do you think is the biggest key for this team now going forward? Because obviously we know they are going to be significantly better than the teams that they're going
to
play.
Not to come out flat.
Okay.
Not to come out where you're going.
So you think anything that happens at this point will be self-inflicted?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm with you.
Now,
I know you guys, you and DBJ like to bond over turnovers, but I do think that will, that's one of those things that falls into that category.
That's under the category of not being ready to play when you start getting sloppy with the ball and all that. But, hey, and I don't even know about depth of this team, but I do like the formula they're using. A lot of young guys to come in and get some playing time. A lot of guys in their first and second year that they recruited are getting playing time. But a lot of the frontline guys are transfer portal guys on this team right now. They are. And I'm guessing Mario's not going to change that. He hit it for, 10 to 12 guys that are really good on this transfer portal. Really, really good. Matter of fact, I was just looking at that list. C.J. Daniels, obviously Carson Beck because he's a quarterback, plays the most important position. But they got a lot of guys. Brockermeyer, we talked about him yesterday. Brockermeyer might be, of all the guys, because you talk about a center, we don't talk about anything unless he snaps a ball too early or too late. But, man, they got a lot of guys, and they added a lot of depth in that secondary. A lot of those guys are making up the difference. That area specifically, he just, got a whole bunch of guys back there. Lucas comes in, then Scott comes in. I mean, then Poyser comes in. Thomas, they brought some guys in from that secondary that can play, come up and tackle, can blitz. I haven't felt like this. I haven't felt like this in a long, long time, way before even the 10-3 team that Mark Richt. I don't know how far back we're going. Some of you that follow the Canes closer than I do, but this team's just gotten, and I'm not saying this team has 5 or 6 round picks on it, like when we had the great run, or 4 or 5 or 6 every year there for 6, 7, 8 years, it was just loading up on more first round picks and more on the way the following year and the following year. But this team in today's world of transfer portal and NIL, they got the right formula right now to be really good. Now, saying that again, I'm always, when I hear everybody going, we're going to smoke them, I'm like, oh, I hope they're not thinking that. Just go out and play. Jump on them early and just keep your foot down. Keep your foot down, man. Don't let up. Even in the fourth quarter, up 21, run the same offense with confidence. If you got to throw it more than run it, then do it. I'm looking forward, man. Friday night, what a great night. Tomorrow night, hell, the game's tomorrow night. National TV. Canes and Louisville. Not a bad way to go. We've got all kinds of NFL stuff coming up here, and we got a lot of guys to talk to about. Hey, Woody, you want to hear a number? Starting quarterbacks were first-round picks on the 32 teams to start the season, and I believe right now as well, even when Russell Wilson goes down and Jackson Dart takes over, I'm talking about Jackson Dart being the starter now because Russell Wilson was not a first-round pick. 26 of 32, Woody. 26 of the starting quarterbacks in the NFL. I'm counting Joe Burrow in there too. 26. And Joe Flacco was a first-round pick if you want to throw him in there now because a lot of teams, their backup is a first-round pick. It's incredible. Now, when you get a Tom Brady, man, everybody's looking for the next Tom Brady. I don't know if it's going to happen. Probably a long shot. That's why you see so many quarterbacks. And just think about that, 26-32.
It is a long shot, but,
And Woody, look at all the misses.
You did draft the guy.
Woody, look at all the misses, too. Look at all the misses, 26-32, and look at all the misses every year. That position, you think it's got a little priority or what? Hey, it's truck month. It's your South Florida Chevy dealers. Wherever you're headed right now and you need a truck, stop by your South Florida Chevy dealers and check out truck month. You got to, man. You're going to be blown away. Our best products, man, are trucks, in my opinion, except for that sexy Corvette I saw my neighbor. My neighbors across the street, the two of them, have 5 or 6 Corvettes between them. And they had them out last night. It was a Corvette show across the street. I had to go across the street just to see them and thank them for buying those Chevy Corvettes, man. They're beautiful. Durable Colorado, though. Standard turbo max engine, impressive torque. Boy, I'm telling you right now, it's got everything you need right here in South Florida to get through your day and your weekend. But how about a Silverado 1500? Always ready, steady, and strong. delivering all the power you need and advanced technology needed for the workday workhorse and the weekend warrior. Man, we got it. Silverado HD, you'll feel confident. You will love everything, including that legendary horsepower and one of the hardest working beds in the business. So, hey, whether it's a midsize, full-size, or heavy-duty truck, whatever it is you need, whether you work out of that truck 5, 6, 7 days a week, or just one to get the family around for all the enjoyment on the weekends as well, you got to go stop by one of the 14 dealerships throughout South Florida. We got some great deals going on right now. See your South Florida Chevy dealers today for outstanding offers going on right now.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
Browns. You know
Browns
why fans. It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Woody, what do you have for us here on a Thursday? I can't believe you got Thursday night football.
I know. And Sarah, apologies. Back.
Then we got a game. Yeah. We got a big game tomorrow night, Hard Rock Stadium.
Hopefully the Dolphins will talk about football today instead of drama.
They will. They'll get back to it. Maybe one of our writers will go, hey, can I ask one more question?
Yeah. All right. Hey. Let's jump into it here. Russell, don't call me Westbrook, has agreed to sign with the Sacramento Kings for his 18th NBA season.
That's when you realize.
That's when it's the end of the road. Well, Sacramento might not be terrible, but.
Hey, you want to keep playing? Over there, but. Outside of the taxes in the state of Florida, which, by the way, he's played a lot of his career down south, they're saying. Yeah. You get taxed on everything. You live in California, you look at somebody wrong, that's 2% tax.
I got to tell you, though, I don't remember a player having the drop-off that Russell Westbrook had. I mean, it was so, like, severe and abrupt. Like, I mean, it's just like he turned into being one of the best players in basketball to a guy that just like can't make a shot from 5 feet out.
No, so you know what's funny? He hustles all the time.
Oh,
so
he plays his ass off.
He plays so hard.
Yeah.
But his shot has gotten so bad.
Usually it's the other way around, right? Like you see a guy like they start to slow down, the shot gets a lot better. Like really Dwayne did that, right? Like Dwayne's shot got so much better.
And you know the rotation on his jumper, it just looks like a brick.
I know.
It just looks like a shot put instead of
it does
a
look
shot.
Like a shot put. Well said.
Thank you.
It's a shame though, man. He was a really good player.
Well, listen, we're gonna see how much he loves basketball living in Sacramento.
Yeah.
Maybe you go up to Marysville and live and drive 45 minutes to get to the city.
Wow. You and Bo can show him around.
You live over by my father. Yeah.
All right.
Have Mexican food at one of the 12 Mexican restaurants. Go ahead.
So this Cardinals coach, Joe. Jonathan Gannon,
yeah.
You know, he got fined $100,000. They, you know, for putting hands on his player or whatever. So they're obviously dealing with some drama over there in Arizona.
Yeah, not good. All those close losses. No.
I want to play this one for you. This is one of the more bizarre answers you will hear at a press conference. Here you go.
Coach, how early in your career did you have to start trying to figure out how to take the emotion out of coaching as far as when you have all these injuries and you have all these different pieces? When's the first time that you can recall it?
2007, when our quarterback went to jail.
Coach, thank you.
He's talking about Michael Vick.
Oh, my God. Thank you, Woody.
That was a bizarre answer.
That was kind of everybody.
He was, you know, that thing ready
to
roll.
You know, you go to talk to somebody and they hit you with something. You go, what do I say now? How's Michael doing? Have you seen him? Michael Vick did live down here for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
His wife was part of that that show, the wife's thing that Channing was on. Channing Crowder was part of that show too. Michael Vick and his wife were on that show.
He, in case you're wondering, was a quality control defensive assistant with the Atlanta Falcons.
Okay.
So there you go. How's that for a press conference?
By the way, they happen to be in a really bad place to be right now because that division's really good.
Mm-hmm.
That division got some good teams. And I got to tell you something. Wait, I'm not so sure Seattle's not the best team. I thought the Rams were clearly the best team. I think 49ers third best team in that division, even though
they're decent start. Too. I know they got a lot of injuries. Anyway, Joe, speaking of places that are not good to be, Bill Belichick and North Carolina just got passed up by ESPN for their game. They're going to host Virginia in week 9. They got passed up by ESPN, and the game is going to the noon slot on ACC Network.
I'm not surprised.
Which is the bottom feeder slot that you can possibly have for ACC games.
Everybody wants a good game. Everybody wants a good game.
That thing has worn off quickly, man.
ESPN does not want to put North Carolina on any games right now.
It took 2 months for the whole Belichick thing to just be a complete joke.
By the way, if he really is staying around like he's claiming, he's not going anywhere, and he and his boy Michael Lombardi better get ready to put their some young guy tennis shoes on, because they're going to have to hit the road. They can't just sit there and tell them how great they are and what they did in New England together. Those kids don't give a you know what.
It was funny, like they were trying to compare it to Dion, right, in Colorado, and man, everyone wanted to watch Dion. Nobody wants to watch this thing.
They have nothing in common. No. Dion's program so much. First of all, Dion had guys wanting to go play for him. He had some really good players where he was, as you've now seen in the NFL.
Yeah, but he also took over a program that was terrible for a really long time. Cleaned North Carolina's actually been pretty good.
By the way, he cleaned house. Remember that meeting he had? And he said, a lot of you guys, you're here, but you won't be playing.
Well, Belichick did the same thing.
Yeah, he did. He cleaned it.
Just not so well.
Yeah, either he hasn't cleaned it well enough, or he's not coached it well enough, or a combination.
All right, Joe, speaking to coaches, did you happen to see the Celtics, I guess they do like a pickup game for their media, you know, on the practice court, or whatever, let the media run around and play. So the Celtics coaches surprised the media, and the coaching staff decided they would go and play against them. Did you see how that went by any chance? Did you see the video from that thing?
No, what happened?
It was 57-4. The Celtics coaches just put a beating on the local media. They're all like, All the coaches are former college basketball players, and
so they just
you got Mazzulla who played at West Virginia. You had a Duke guy on there, the guy from Bucknell.
So
they're all former players.
You know, they had that media thing. I don't know if they do anymore. They had it down here with all the radio stations and the TV stations, and then I don't forget which organization decided to start bringing in ringers. Oh, this guy was an intern. So now 6'9" guys have played overseas that are, you know, now working somewhere. They started loading up the teams, and I don't think we are one of the teams because we got our ass kicked, and our guys are all salty.
People do anything to cheat.
Anything to
impressive.
Cheat.
And our final one here, Joe, as Topps begins their takeover of the NBA, you will see something on opening night, which happens to be next week. You will see NBA debut patches on the chest area of the rookies. You saw this in baseball. I don't know if you recall this. Remember in baseball, the players wore on their sleeve, they wore little patches that said MLB debut.
I didn't know that.
And so what they do is they take them and they put them into card sets. They take the little patch. So somewhere out there will be a one-of-one Cooper Flagg NBA debut patch.
That thing's going to have a little value when he's throwing up 20 a night.
And should you want to gamble on finding this item, Joe, it will cost you a decent amount of money, but Topps is dug in on this thing, man.
They don't have a value of what that's going to be, do they? Please tell me they don't already.
No. I mean, not yet.
What do you think, Woody? You've been doing this for years.
250?
$250,000?
The thing is, like, people are buying his stuff the same way they bought Wemby's stuff.
Yeah.
And as you know, Wemby has fallen off a cliff.
Yeah. Wow, that's tough.
But the Wemby thing was stupid when it started, though. And it was like, and if there's ever a way to short a card, like if you could short a product, like Wemby would have been the ultimate guy to short. Because you knew he had no way to live up to that hype. There's just no way.
He's kind of a fun guy to watch play, though.
He's fun, but he's
freaky.
I don't know, man. He's going to have injury problems, I would think.
He hasn't had them, though.
He had a blood clot thing. He missed the whole season. or most of the season. He told me he hasn't had them.
How many games he missed with that thing?
A lot. I mean,
all right. So he'll get on the blood thinners. He'll be fine.
Yeah. The problem with Wemby that scares me is like at some point you feel like he's going to come out with like one of those foot injuries, or those tall, slim guys end up getting. I don't know.
Well, you're working.
But Kevin, I think Cooper Flagg will be good. But the problem is he going to be like LeBron good? Is he going to be a generational player?
Probably not. Well, LeBron James? He's not going to be LeBron James. No. He doesn't have that kind of talent.
He's hyped up.
He doesn't
though,
have
man.
That kind of body.
He's hyped. And, no. Well, he actually kind of does have that kind of body.
No, he doesn't. Nobody has that body.
Wait till you see him, man. I'm telling you.
Big dude. I'm telling you, I have seen LeBron up close.
He's a big dude. He gets up.
He does all those things. But there's a real good chance he ain't playing at this level of what LeBron James is doing to be maybe the greatest player of all time next to Michael Jordan. All right. Hey, we got more stuff to get to here. 8 o'clock hours coming up, man. We got a plenty on the table today. And I do want to tell you about Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage, man. The man has no life. He's always working to get you that mortgage, get you the best rates, which, by the way, happen to be right now in the fives, fixed rates in the fives. Hey, first-time home buyers, I'm going to get you in the game, man. You've been losing out. Every time you guys find a place, it just takes too long to qualify. You won't have that problem with Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. Self-employed, been declined by the banks. Michael Kotze's got a great program for you to get you back in the game. Debt consolidation, man. If you need cash, boy, I'm telling you right now, get all those bills paid off, going through right now, need that money. Boy, Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage, again, can help you. He's going to do it in half the time of the big banks. It's just about great service. It's about working 7 days a week. It's about being in the business for more than 30 years. And you can get a hold of them 7 days a week. Speaking of that, call or text them 561-441-2730. That's 561-441-2730. MLS 166-254. Rates and terms subject to change daily without notice. He's an equal housing lender and ready to help you right now.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.